this burial of Moses on Mount Nebo. A friend of mine was made the bishop of Akko, Haifa, and all of Galilee, Melkite bishop, and Nazareth. He was the bishop of Nazareth. And over there, a lot of religious people are on the TV speaking. He was speaking, and he said, you Jews, you go to Mount Nebo to pray at the tomb of Moses. You Muslims, you go pray at the tomb of Muhammad. We go to the tomb of Jesus. He's not there. You can have it. And there was quite... But that was over international TV, you know, of course. Over there, you can sit in your living room and watch your enemy's television. But it always strikes me as whenever I hear this about Mount Nebo, I think of Joe, who was forthright to tell you that, you know, to be mild about the way he was. Now, look at this text about your brother sinning against you. Go and tell him his fault. He listens. Why are you going to do that? I want an apology. No. You've won over your brother. That's why. Yes, if you don't go with love, you're wasting his time and yours and the Lord's. You go to win over your brother so that you're one again. You see? And then if he doesn't, we'll take a couple with you, and so forth. And let him follow. Let him tell the church. If he doesn't listen to the church, then this is a very culturally bound statement. As you would a Gentile or a tax collector, who would you put in there today for that? You know, we're not supposed to have any. You know, but think about it. And then there's a way that all of us, those who share in the episcopal authority, like priests, you see, once the bishop gives us what's called the faculties, the ability to share in his power, we can forgive sins. Awesome. Awesome. You know, I'll recite for you. This is the prayer in the Eastern, the prayer of absolution in the Eastern Rite. I might forget a word or two of it, but God, who through Nathan the prophet forgave David, confessing his sins, and Peter, shedding bitter tears for his betrayal, and the adulterous woman, and the prodigal son, and the publican, is now, my brother or sister, forgiving you all the sins of your life in this world and in the next. And may he make you stand uncondemned before his awesome tribunal, for he is blessed forever and ever. Amen. It's I like that. You know, it's inclusive. And it takes time to say. We're very efficient in the West, you know, but not always get to the bottom of things. So, this, you see, this is the binding and loosing, not the juridical power of Christ, but the power we have among ourselves. If I've offended somebody, I feel terrible, don't you? Until they say, I forgive you, then it's lifted. That's power. And that's the power the Lord's talking about. I forgive you. It's over. Let's have an embrace of peace and get on with it. It's a great relief, isn't it? Or maybe you never offended anybody, but if you ever do, be sure to go ask pardon and receive it. It helps the person who gives it. It helps the person who receives it. Now, we're going to have to go on with the Mass because there's a meeting downtown, and I want you to pray for it, please. The first time in the history of the diocese, actually, that we're getting together to discuss the ministry of deliverance and exorcism. And this is very important for the diocese. It should make a big difference. There are so many people oppressed by these spirits. And they need to be freed. How they got that way? Oh, 100 different ways. Addicted to some sin of their own. Somebody curses them. Well, those curses work. Why? Because Satan, all he needs is an open door. You know? And so it's time to take up the authority that the Lord has given us. I've given you authority over demons. I've given you authority. In the early church, almost any Christian would do this. Not perhaps a full-blown exorcism, but there'd be young men who were soldiers commanded by the government to stand guard at the temple of a false god, you know, just stand there. Somebody has to be there. And at night, they were delivering and exorcising these people. It's interesting. Anyway, please pray for it today. It could be a very important moment in the history of the diocese.